Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Bless Instead of Curse, Already in Progress.
But in the time that's coming, we're going to need to learn to call on Daddy. We're going to need to call on the Father in the name of Jesus. We're going to need to not have any problems. I don't care where you are, who you're dealing with. If somebody, just like I was years ago, whenever I prayed with people in the name of Jesus, and whenever that guy came over that day and told me, said, Thurman, you have got to stop praying for people and talking to people about Jesus. You got to stop it. I said, well, absolutely, forget that. I said, there ain't no way you're going to stop me. He said, we're going to fire you. The CEO told me to come over here and threaten you with termination. I said, well, let me clean out my desk. I'm out of here. He said, are you serious? I said, yes. If you don't want me here, praise God, I don't want to be here. I said, I don't work for you guys anyway. I work for Jesus. I said, I opened the drawer and started putting my stuff in my drawer, in my bag. And he said, are you really quitting? I said, yes. He said, Thurman, hold it. Don't do this. I said, what do you mean? You told me I'm fired. He said, the CEO says, threaten him, but don't fire him because said he's the best engineer we got. Isn't that something? They want their money, don't they, Tony? They just don't want what we got, but we have to stand firm with the word, right? We stand firm. So after I got fired, one of the guys, he was going to uproar. When he found out that they had fired me and told me I had to go with this older woman, well, she wasn't near as old as I was, but anyway, this elderly lady, she's probably 60, in the HR department. Whenever I said, sign these papers right here for your release. So I looked at it and read it, and there was five or six things on there, the reason they were terminating me, and everything had to do with my God. I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, let me sign this. And she said, Mr. Scrivener, don't you realize that at your age, you'll have a trouble finding another job, especially one that pays as much money as we pay you? I said, ma'am, I never worked for y'all in the first place. I work for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I don't know what he's got for me, but he's got another plan. I'm fixing to get a promotion. That's the way you got to look at life as a son, right? You don't take nothing for granted. You know who your daddy is. You know that he's going to take care of you. And so I left that place and I told the boys that worked for me. I told them, I said, now boys, this is all God. I want y'all to know this is totally God. I don't want to see any uprising. I don't want y'all to say nothing bad about your company. I want you to continue to bless this company and do a good job for them because they're paying your wages. Work hard for them. Don't say anything. I said, this is totally God. I said, I don't know what God's doing here, but he's going to send me somewhere else. So I said, don't worry. I'm going to be okay. And of course, it wasn't long till God sent me all over the world. He sent me to Europe. He sent me to Norway. He sent me to England. He sent me everywhere. And then he sent me Cheryl, and she went with me on some of those trips. At first, I went by myself. But it's amazing what God will do and how he'll do it and some of the miracles. When we were in Germany, that's the first and only time that Cheryl and I had so many people, especially women, to pray over with breast cancer, that she had to have an interpreter with her and I had to have one with me, and we had two separate lines, just me and her. But there's no telling how many people got healed in that church that night. Unbelievable. No, it ain't unbelievable, Lord. Forgive me. You see how easy that slipped out? You see how we're going to have to work at this? It's not unbelievable, is it? It's believable. It is awesome. But you see how hard you have to work at this. The Lord just let that slip out so easy. And I was trying to be conscious of what I'm saying too, but he did that just to let you know that there's hope for all of us. And if Thurman does that, you can be assured you're probably going to mess up too, but I hope you don't. So walk holy and walk in obedience to his word. And pray for our government offices and our police department. Anytime anything happens anywhere, don't speak a curse, because that's what we're used to doing. It's so easy to stop and speak a curse. Is that right, Max? Yes. It's so easy to do that. Instead of speaking a curse over somebody, just speak as you're driving down the road and you hear something on the radio or somebody's done something crazy or you see it. Just start, Lord, yes, absolutely. Just like what Carrie's just doing. Lord, bless them. Lord, I thank you for sending warring angels to watch over the people, protect them, and keep them. Because, see, we have angels sent to our charge. Those angels don't do anything if we don't ask them to do something. But they're there. They're,
yeah.
They're what?
They voted.
Oh, yeah, they voted. Yeah, praise the Lord. We won't, now that we have all voted and seen it happen, now it's going to be a battle to keep it all going in the right direction. But we're going to do it, are we not? We're going to walk holy. We're going to walk in obedience to God's word and remembering that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And when we pray, there's nothing he withholds, nothing, absolutely nothing he withholds from his obedient children. So you can pray and ask for anything and he'll do it. Oh, yes, 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 yeah, we have prayed that. Okay, okay, let's stand up to do this. Let's stand up. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to send warring angels to protect Donald Trump and his family.
And the vice president.
And the vice president, yes. And in fact, start out. You start out for me.
Lord Jesus, we just give you praise, glory, and honor, Father God. We thank you, Father, you said in your word, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then while I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal the land. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We've repented of our sins, Father God. Therefore, we declare, Father God, that our land be healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We thank you, Father, that your hand be upon the leadership of our nation, Father God. For Trump, Father, we turn over the transition position to the Vice President. Vice President may make the decisions regarding the cabinet members. Father, we ask protection from both Trump and Vice President, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree in Jesus' name, Father, we bind, as it's written in your word, Father God, that whatsoever we shall bind, we bind in heaven. Therefore, Father God, in Jesus' name, we bind all assassination attempts in Jesus' name. We bind all activity and enmity against these individuals in Jesus' name. Regarding the cabinet, Father, we bind in Jesus' name, Father God, in Jesus' name, we bind. The strong man in these areas of destruction of all these individuals' lives, Father. The cabinet members and their families in Jesus' name. Father, you also declare in Jesus' name, Father God, whatsoever we shall loose on earth be loosed in heaven. Father, we declare in Jesus' name your ministry angels are come by the Father Ghost and the blood of Jesus accompany these men, Father, now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. From the lying down and the rising up, they're going out and they're coming in, Father God, in Jesus' name. That you be Lord of this nation once again, Father God. Raise up godly leaders in this nation to stand in prayer regarding these individuals in Jesus' name, Father God. We pray, Father, change of the pulpits in this nation, Father God, to holiness and righteousness in Jesus' name. The honoring of your word, Father, let it proclaim once again from sea to shining sea, Father God, from one coast to the east coast, to north and south, Father God, in this nation. Turn righteousness around in this nation, Father God, that your people will be bold as a lion and the homeless as a dove in Jesus' name, Father God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Father God, you said in Hebrews 4:16, we could come boldly into your throne room of grace. We want to praise you and worship you and thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for this nation. We thank you for the mercy you've given to this nation now that you're bringing in a godly team into the presidency. Father, we rebuke every single spirit of assassination, every Judas spirit, every evil spirit that's trying to get into this cabinet. There's been prophecy. We come against that, that they're speaking, that there's going to be some evil that's trying to get close to Donald Trump, and we cut that off right now. We command it to leave the White House. He will choose the right people. They will be godly men and women. They will walk in your ways, and they will make decisions and having wisdom, knowledge, revelation, and understanding of your ways, Lord, that our country is going to be a godly country. We've always been a Christian country, and we're going to continue to be a Christian country.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over Donald Trump, Michael Pence, and all the cabinets and their families. We command warring angels to walk around each of them, waves of fire, and your white light protection at all times, that no one can get near them. No one can touch them. No evil can come against them and their family. And we thank you, Lord, that we're standing strong as a nation and that we're going to continue to pray for them and that they are going to be the leaders, the godly leaders that you want in there, that we're finally going to have a godly king. Thank you, God, in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, all these devout Muslims that Obama put in office, I ask you to unblind their minds and their eyes, including Obama himself, that you would take away the blinders. Satan, I command you to take your blinders off of all those devout Muslims, and including Obama, that, Lord, you would send the precious Holy Spirit and begin to convict all of those men of sin, and that they don't know the true God. And that may every one of those men that's been put in office as a devout Muslim become a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian. Lord, we want them to be good Christians, men that'll love you, and they'll see the wrong they were in. And Lord, you've done that for many, many men and women that were Muslims. You've brought them to the knowledge of Christ. And Lord, we know what the Scripture says, so we take authority over those spirits. We kick those spirits out, and we ask you to send the precious Holy Spirit to convict them all of sin and draw them all into the kingdom and fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them mightily for your kingdom. Now, Lord, we realize now that we are the army of God. We are the sons and daughters, and we're an army. Now, every one of us in this room may not be a soldier, but lots of us are frontline front runners. And Lord, put us wherever you want us. Use us wherever you want us. You know, use us mightily to pull down strongholds, to see great and mighty things happen in this war that we're going to be in right here at home. May we not bend over backwards, no way. May we just go forward in the kingdom of God, and may we be men and women of God that will pray and kick out devils and do great things, because our weapons are not carnal, they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And Lord, help us to do that and to be army soldiers and warriors and everything, to be whatever position you want us to be in. We're giving you our bodies today, to our souls are yours, and use us for your glory to do whatever you want to do. And we give you all the praise and honor to be your sons and daughters. Now use us for your glory, and bless us this week as we go forth, and use us to bring many people into the kingdom of God and gloriously save people and heal people everywhere we walk. May you use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want you to pray for Israel. We are pro-Israel. You know, we love the Israeli people, because God says anybody that blesses Israel, I will bless them. And I don't know about you, but I like being blessed. I think we all love being blessed, so it's real easy to bless Israel, because we want to help Israel. And so, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for these blessings. And we're so grateful that you are our King and our Lord and our God. And thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for washing us in the blood. And thank you that you've called us out to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen, amen, and amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Bless Instead of Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.